No audio. Man, what? Nope. OBS. I have to restart. Da 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 da. There you go. There we go. There we go. Oh. The Twitter, the first version thought. When the shadow banning started. What a banning. You're banning. Permanent. No, screw the suspension. You're out. Forever? Like, what? Wait a second, what did I say? What did I say? Did you say, I just typed in. You're out. Why? Why am I out? Oh, well, because you said we're liars. And that the liars said that. We said that you'd call us the liar, but you're the ones lying. There he goes. Free speech. Done. Out. So I did a Twitter response to Elon. He said, Mr. Musk. It's like, I love you, right? So I response. I was thinking like the original Twitter because I was there originally. I signed up a little later, but I remember the first day Twitter came out back in the old days. When I first got the cable, Ethernet. Cable to Ethernet, no wireless. Actually, I had a wireless, but I didn't tell anybody. The first one, the first came on. Well, and how it all started. The first version of Twitter would have said, I love you, man. I love you too. Free speech. I should say bring back free speech, but he is bringing back free speech. So it's a free speech. I paused for a moment and I thought, I remember that song, you know, from Metallica. Free speech. Yeah, pardon me for the profanity. I didn't write that song though, so hey, I'm trying to keep this podcast fresh as possible. We're listening to loudness again. I bought more, a few more. I bought the whole, didn't buy the whole collection. I just bought some new ones. Like 2018, I have them. It's like, holy cow, it's really good. But anyway, so that was it. I was just thinking, like, dude, buy it. Dude, buy it, buy it. I don't care. Don't screw the other people. Like, oh my god, what is the buy? It's going to be a bad idea. No, it's a bad idea because there's a lot of people going to lose their jobs. Lose their jobs. The comfy jobs. Especially the ones that deem others like, oh, yeah, we got to cancel these guys. Those guys, they're going. They're done. Bye. If that happens. I think they're free. So, oh, we don't have control narrative anymore. Oh, so you mean lies. Deceit. We don't lie. We don't lie. They do. Oh, they do. And it's like surprising. I was listening to a No Agenda. And I forgot. This whole thing. I'm moving on to something else. New subject. I forgot about the 333 thing. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's cancellation. Cancel whoever the operations ended now. Clean up. I forgot about that. So they were talking about the shooter. Say, oh, 33 bullets in 3 something. Like, are you? They joking? That's for real. Then you know, like, who's in control? Who's telling them, right? I mean, now the most used announcer is just what people say, talking heads. They don't think they don't do journalism. They just read off AP or read off whatever it's in front of a teleprompter. Hey, I could do that too. Damn it. Well, at least I have my own mind. Not all news people are like that, but majority are like that. It just, oh man. You know how, like, I was thinking, like, the way the tone, they would say, oh, weapons are bad. Bad for this, bad for that. But then, like, oh, we gotta send some weapons to Ukraine. It's like, oh, weapons good. The tonality of it's amazing when you listen to it. If you understand speech, you listen enough people, the pitches, pauses, the dragging out certain words, keywords, they want you to know. And you could tell. It's only to fit, right? For something. Or if you believe it. Whatever you believe in, you say you're happy. But whatever you're trying to say or trying to read off is something not you're not believing. You just, you know, you don't. It's true. This is human behavior. It's always been. And geez. Holy cow. Friends. You know what? This is really good because I skipped a day. I actually feel my mind's not just going blank. Hey, all of us go blank sometimes. So, man, the bass is like crazy. Just gonna take it down a little bit. The lower. Okay, sounds better. Yeah, so the. And there's another thing, like with this, like tonality, and I was thinking about yesterday about. I was in the chat room, I was just like talking about it. It's like, no, have you noticed? No, when people talk, do the videos or something, they do that point thing with their fingers. Especially the ladies. Yeah. I'm just thinking. People used to hold their finger longer, like literally pointing at you. Like, it would go up and down, fingers, right? I was like, you. I was thinking, what's that came from? Where did that came from? I was just like, IoT, Internet of Things. Oh my God, touchscreen. Oh my God, phones. Tap with your finger. Scroll up and down. Tap. That gesture changed. When the iPhone came up, touchscreen stuff came out. Now, when you do the, is that more threatening than doing the fingers? Oh, you. Well, without the finger, like old days, you know, it's different. The gesture change. It's almost like, you know, like you ever been to like mosh pits or something, or like fight just in a bar, and one guy just pushes it out really quick with a hand. It's kind of like that. I'm like, oh my God, the gesture change. And I was thinking about other gestures, like, you know, ever since the internet started, whole world of gesturing just totally modified. How these things would change the whole world. How you operate. So I'm like, geez. Like, holy cow, man. Progress. Is it progress? Or is it degress? Like, yeah. I have to pay more attention to that. Just certain things, right? There's like the word I'm saying right now, like that's another one. I got made fun of for that during college. So I say, thank some lady, admission lady, and say, she probably got sick of that job, but then I was like, I realized, oh, you know what? I was saying a lot of like, but I was young back then. Say, what's the other words? Let me look it up. As similar to. You know, so changed. The speech changed. The way I think changed. The way I write changed. Everything changed. It was about that anymore. But then Facebook came in. Twitter's, I don't know if they started, they thumbs up, right? But Facebook's the one that started like, and everybody like, saying that word I hate. No, it's a hate speech. That's another one, hate speech. Where did that come from? It's a hate. Did they have that in the 80s? Another thing, and this is another thing from the 80s. It came from what the kids are doing. They leave their finger, thumbs out, which is totally different. Different types, simple. And what simple is that? Ronnie James Dio explained it. It's the horn, middle horn. It's give evil and receive evil. Right? But without the thumbs out, the thumb's got to go between the two index finger and whoever the next one. That's middle. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know it was some kind of Baphomet symbol, but I heard the Baphomet with the thumbs out, which I don't understand. I still don't understand. But metal, you do that finger thing. I don't know. We used to do it this way. Do it this way. No thumbs. Metal. You know. And that gesture went out of style because metal, 80s metal, just went dead because everybody just doing glam. Then you got hardcore stuff given. Hardcore and death metal, and then after that, just kind of like dying between that, dying between regular metal and the Seattle scene. So it's like intertwined. When I listen to Loudness, this is like hardcore stuff now. That's like half and half. It's changed. It's like modified. So, but for some reason, a couple years later, maybe say like decade or two decades, it came back. That symbol came back. And everybody's doing it. It's like, this is cool, man. So they would do it that way instead of the peace sign with the two fingers. They would do the blast battle of mad finger. It's like, I think it's receive evil. I don't know. I forgot how they people do it. Receive evil, give. And say peace. I'm like, oh my god. Oh, you didn't do that. Ooh. My subconscious, I think, but me above the regular conscious, just think, like, wow, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Free speech, Metallica. So I pull the link, I'll pull another link. Garage Inc., that's an excellent album. Everyone listen to metal. Metal, heavy metal, heavy metal. Anything else? I saw something about Elon. Well, Twitter chicken comes to home to roost. Well, if Elon, you're listening, the roaster, man. We want the roaster, the three nanometer chips are coming for some of those in there. Yeah. TSMC, yeah. Save them too, in case China want to take over. And if they do that, Texas, like bring those guys over here. It's like, hey, you know what? I'll try to find the original chefs from Taiwan with the street food, or bring it to Texas. Like, ooh, because I want it. I've been wanting. It's like, I want those food here, U.S. We get the ship, we get the freeze pack stuff, and you know, put some water. No, it's not the same. Then we get the domestic made and just like, no, it's not the same. It tastes like crap. Certain things taste great. I have to say kimchi tastes great here. Made here. Some of the stuff, well, there's a big brand in Taiwan, it's Weitran. They have a plant now in California, which is great. They have really good stuff. And they are the masters of making this. They know how to make this stuff. So made by hand by some old ladies, I heard. Because they know how to, didn't teach the kids how to do it. Like the little mini buns, soup buns. You have to be, I don't know, it takes a couple years to learn that stuff. Ding, 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 ding. So, Elon, you're listening. I'll try to do that. Bring the night market. Bring the Taiwan. Oh, I mean, they're here already, but bring it to Texas near your plant. Because it'd be excellent. If I do move to Texas, I can go see a mean Billy. From Stone Trudeau Rope Death and my other friends. Yo, Billy! Hey! Who are you? Oh! I remember you. Fixed my laptop. Say yes. Yes, I did. He doesn't remember the younger days where we were hanging on Bergen Field, New Jersey, and he was sisters. What's a sister was hanging out with us, and he would show up in the 7-Eleven, and the history goes, he wrote a song about it. It's not a happy song, but most people was like, oh my god, the racist song. No, I think it's more like, maybe it is, but to me it's like more like frustration song. And the guy who wrote it had an inner monologue, so I think it's more frustration song. It's frustrating. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So what should I do? 24 minutes. Should I go in cars? That's what Genesis. I saw the new Genesis, not the concept one, but I saw the new Genesis. Oh, just out the window. Like, what can I do? Whoa, my god. It's got nice seating. Are they making this electric? It's like Mercedes. It's somewhere like, it's weird like how they're making this. And the G90s is very similar, almost similar in every way to Bentley Continental GT. I mean, it's, the shape is just uncanny. And it looks the same, but it's comfortable. Backseat, so comfortable. You can actually stick your feet out straight. Like, whoa. It's like, that's not bad. I mean, I don't know the price. The same is the same. It's the same whether get a Bentley, but I don't think so. Because Bentley costs too much. Their website's not working. Yeah, because I got the Brave Bowser kills it. Will it come back? Yeah. But take the stuff off. Yep, there it is. So it's, you can get up to the 100 grand when you get the you switch between. It's just all-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, 5.0 liter. A car like that, you want a 5.0. You don't want a 3.0. Just 81 grand ready with nothing. Package, the ultimate with dish wheel. What's a dish wheel? I'm speculating it out right now. Unlimited width wheel. What? Yeah, I just did that. Damn it. Colors. Ooh. Tasmanian blue. That's nice. I do. I like that. I like their dark blue color. Because they got the paint chips inside. It's kind of like a fluorescent blue with a little silver in there. You ever seen them close? 81 grand colors. Interior colors. We'll never get white. You can get a blue one. No. Black. Anything else? Colors? Okay. Accessories. What kind of accessory? Premium, and first aid kit. So includes this. Included. Is there anything else? No. So it's about like 82 grand. That's not bad compared to a Bentley. Bentley is like something. 100. By the time I finished, was 170 something grand. Holy jeez. That's expensive. At least Hyundai, yeah. Fender someone. Be like, oh. Yeah. Get a couple hundred bucks. Maybe 1,000. Then it's like, okay. Bentley? It's like, you gotta ship the car back. No, actually, no. You bring to the dealership. They'll be like, oh, take a little longer. We gotta order that part. And it's worth, it's gonna be like thousands above. The fender, replace complete front end with something like 10 grand. No, actually, it's more. I have to look it up. Like, expensive, man. By the time, if you crash a Bentley, like the video with the lady crash, I think it's just like $500,000 or something in repairs. It's only the front part. I think I know what happened. Well, they did. It's a, these new cars have, what Bentley itself have, the launch control. I think she kicked in the launch control and the car just went. I didn't know. It's like, how does this thing work with the buttons? Yeah. lot of people don't know about that. But anyway, the Genesis, the new one, the nice, made they're nice. It just, do I need one of those? I don't know. I like little cars. I don't mind SUVs, but I'd rather drive little cars. Or even get a little motorcycle or something. Just drive around town. I thought about that. I was like, maybe I should finally get my motorcycle license. And get out of the woods and dirt. And actually drive on the street. And ride on the street. Or get across something cross. KTM maybe, or Honda's cheaper, so maybe get a Honda, like, road dirt bike, go around town, park it, and be happy with the gas prices. Like, hey, why not? So, with the new concept of Genesis X, it looks pretty sleek from the front end, back end, but look on the side, it just, it looks like Porsche, looks like the Porsche family, the Porsche sedan. It's not the 922. I forgot. It's the weird one. It's like a stretched out Porsche. Dude, it's a Porsche. No, you gotta say Porsche. Why? Because it's Porsche. Taycan. It's Taycan. Yeah. Oh, Panorama, sorry. It looks like the Panorama. It really does. I'm just like, did they take the same idea? But they have two doors, though. Panorama is, I think it's four doors. Or maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Yeah, it is four doors. I mean, Taycan is nice looking, but Panorama's for kids. You have kids, but you still want to be cool, racing. And you have middle-age crisis, what they call it. I need to have a sports car. And a wife did that pointing. Oh, you? Cannot have one because we got kids. Oh, okay. Oh, get this Panorama crap. It's not crap, but just meh. If you want to get a Porsche, get a 911. Get a modified 911, old school, with a wide body. Or even get the old, really, really old one. Or even the Singer one, which they make. Outlaw 358. Get those. That's how you get a Porsche. You don't buy the crap. Like, man, electric. I gotta get the Panorama. No, even the Outlaw, the convertible ones. Some of my friends from Germany will just sit in this girly car. Why? Because it's convertible? So yeah. But sure, when they said that in US now, all this craziness. Like, you're a sexist. It's like, oh, shut up. I like my friends. Good friends. No. So when somebody called him out, like, dude, shut up. Give you the look, or they'll be like, get out of here. makes no sense. All this, like, taunting, like, when people say, oh, you're you say, oh, you're this, oh, you're that, and they will post it, what they do, the videos, all that stuff, virtual signaling. That's also similar to gestures and stuff. And that, where did that come from? When it happened, social media came in and slowly transitioned everybody. It's like, I must call you out. I have a platform now, call you out. But then, the consequences of calling something out like that, you just let it go. Nothing happened to me. Then you got all the negative feedback. Might get some positive feedback, but you get a negative feedback. That's the bad stuff. Well, actually, both is bad stuff, but then you need to get it in your account, your profile, right? Whatever you did. But you get it in real world, where this internet doesn't exist except through the airwaves. And get people, either they say, yeah, praise you, or the other one, just give it a dirty look. It's like, I know you. Do you really want that? I don't know if I want that. It's just things you said. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna own it, right? If you don't own it, whoops. I'm sure I said something to pee off others. I don't care. So I own it. That's my responsibility, and that's what happened. Not just virtual, not just signaling, also replying. A lot of people forgotten about consequences of your actions, of things. No accountability, I think. So they just, even though they might not mean it, or they do mean it, doesn't matter. You did it. Even with these news, it's like, oh, this happened. Then a few days later, oh, we were wrong. There's no accountability. People have forgotten about that. The data stream has gone so fast. It's moving so fast. People forget. Not people forget. This, but then are they using it as a tool? Well, we can just retract it. That's the thing. That's basically no accountability. If you can retract it, that means you can erase it and then say something else afterwards. What about the first thing you said? A lot of people didn't understand that. There are people who look out for this stuff. And there's a copy of everything on what you do on the internet. So somebody can do a screenshot and say, well, you said this. And I've noticed that a lot of people, there's a lot of accounts just closed because of that. Like, wow, no accountability at all. I think I think probably Elon's thinking the same thing about Twitter. You know, it's like we gotta get it back where it was, the version 1.0, or even before that, maybe a alpha version or beta version. We gotta bring it back where it was. No more shadow banning. No more banned for life. You know, none of that. It shouldn't be that. He can block people, but he can't ban them, right? Block them if somebody don't like, you don't like, you think, like, oh, not a good idea. Right? And just block them. You can block that, but you can't go, you can't just go ban people like that. I think that's the reason. Facebook, it's done. Facebook, it's never going to come back. Instagram, same thing. It just saw all these. We think you would like this. Like, no, I don't want that. I don't want any of that. It's like, get it out. I just want my friends. I want to hear my friends, see what they're doing. That is it. And that's what happened on Facebook too. I just want to see my friends. And all of a sudden there's like a stranger comes in commenting on my on what our conversation. Like, ooh, it's like, who are you? Right? So it got worse and got ads and got then it got bots that we first I didn't know it was a bot. Then I responded. I was like, wait a second. Oh, bots. Heard about them. So eventually I quit. I'm just like, yeah. I'm not touching it. I am a Instagram. Just because friends. That's it. I don't even log in as much. Once in a while I look at it, chuckle. Like, move on. So the thing is, don't make social media most part of your life. You want to be a little part of your life. Okay. Be part of your life. Okay. Be a little bit. Not every moment, every second. You have to, oh, we got to take a picture of me, selfie, click. No. And don't do this stupid da thing. No. You. Like touch screen. I'm not a touch screen. If somebody do that next time, and they think, they do that thing and say, hey, I'm not a touch screen, damn it. So just say it. Like, oh, pretend you're old. Old fart. Old boomer. Or something else. We're like a tech guy. Yeah. I wrote programs. Yeah, I'm a tech dude. I'm not a touchscreen. Damn it. Don't do that. Don't do it. Do it. Like, trying to do the Arnold. Do it. No, can't do it. I cannot. Okay, what else? Nothing else. Crypto economy, what crypto's called? Crypto's weird. It's like up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Well, doggy goes coming back. Shiba dropped. Doggy's back. What's going on? Is Elon going to make a connection between Twitter and doggy coins? If he does, holy cow. But anyway, we're 44 minutes. I guess I can go. Of course I can go. This is my podcast. I can go anytime I want. I'm going to go finish my coffee. I got to do some update thing. And I'm going to finish this cup noodle curry, the number one curry instant noodle in Japan. Number one, creamiest Curry followed the instruction on the top. I didn't see that before. Well, anyway, I'm just gonna eat this for breakfast. I'm gonna keep listening to loudness for Japan. I'm gonna have the Japanese favorite curry noodles. Coffee is fantastic. So, maybe some like, it's okay. It's not bad. It sort of makes. Should be drinking more of the Japanese soda stuff, or the Japanese canned coffee. That would be nice. That would work. That would work perfect. But this is good. Toji coffee. Good enough. Yeah, so this is it. I'm not going to go any further. I am going to listen to No Agenda. I think they're live right now. I listened to the Thursdays. Might have been. Only through the first hour. I got to listen to the rest. Then I'll listen to today's No Agenda. In the morning. Okay, so this is it. Have a great day. Have an excellent Friday. And have an excellent weekend. Stay away from the blue screen if you can. Yeah, stop touching. Stop touching the haptic screen. I'm not touch screen. Don't do it. That's what your phone's thinking, and your tablet's thinking. Maybe your computer screen with a touch screen. Stop touching me. Oh my God, your room. My face is all oily. Fingerprints all over. Oh. Think it like that, then you'd be like, oh, I'll leave my device at home. I'll go out. Then you'd be thinking about saying, maybe I should get a dumb phone. Next. It's like, yeah, escape if you can. If you cannot, right? Don't go crazy on it. Don't get locked in. Walk away from it as well. Even if you like coffee, go make coffee. Not that instant stuff. Just actually make coffee. Or, you know, cook for real. Even if you can't, just go out. Go outside. Look around. If you can see something far away outside, try to do that. It will reset your eyes. And it will actually be better when you come back to the screen if you want. It's an old exercise I used to do. When I was working in the office, where we had to be on the screen for hours and hours, to like say every 2 hours, 1 hour or 2 hours, we'll walk away and just look somewhere else for a few seconds. Get your eyes to focus on something else, it will reset. Because when you look at the screen, you're like 2 feet away. The muscle gets stuck in there. So you need to exercise the muscles. Your focus muscles. Just like stretching. When you sit there in a chair too long, you gotta stretch. Same stuff. So anyway, have a great day. Have a wonderful Friday of April 15th, 2022. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll be back on Monday. I'm going to do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday again. I don't think I'm going to do the Tuesday and Thursday. Maybe once in a while, but think Monday, Wednesday, Friday is perfect. I don't need to go nuts on every day. Talk about crap. Or repeat the crap. Over and over again. I don't need that. Anyway. Have a great day. I'll see you Monday. Ciao.